The Sex Toy Party, MILF's Threesomes 53, FFM Threesome Erotica, Lesbian Erotica, MILF Erotica. Written by Nicki Minaj, narrated by Sierra Klein. The Sex Toy Party, MILF's Threesomes 53, FFM Threesome Erotica, Lesbian Erotica, MILF Erotica.
Try it on your nose, Kathy,
Susie said to me, handing the toy over. I can think of a much better place to try it, laughed Cheryl, looking over and raising her eyebrows. I shook my head and smirked. I turned the toy on and moved it steadily to my nose. The little shiny bullet vibrated wonderfully, and when it touched the tip of my nose, I swear I could feel the tingle of it all the way down in my panties. She's smitten, Andrea laughed. Here, Cheryl asked, sticking her hand out in my direction. Give it. She snapped her fingers impatiently, and I placed the vibrating toy in her palm. She took it and moved it under her little skirt, leaning back in the sofa and making raucous moaning noises instantly. She tossed out her hair and really went for it, Meg Ryan style. Cheryl, I cried as the other girls laughed. It works, girls, she cried. Oh, it really works. She pulled the toy off herself and joined the rest of us in laughter. She was always the one to take things right to the edge. But then it wouldn't have been Cheryl if she hadn't. Carla Jean pulled something else from the bag. Her eyes got wider as she uncovered more and more of it. What the hell is this? She cried, unsheathing an enormous black dildo, complete with embossed veins. That must be Kathy's, Cheryl said. Hey, I protested. When is a dildo not a dildo? Andrea asked, grabbing it. When it's a foot, the size of this thing. The women took it in turn, eyeing along it. All of them were imagining just how it might feel inside them. Is this a cast of Marcus's? Cheryl asked as she took it. She pointed out her tongue and teased it at the tip of the fake penis. No wonder you're letting him live here cheap.
Gosh, is he still single? Asked Susie.
That's none of your business, I told her, jokingly pointing a finger of warning. He is, Cheryl said. Poor guy's probably never had it. I'd show him a thing or two. I'd taken Marcus in after his parents kicked him out at 18. He wanted nothing to do with them, and in the year he'd lived with me, he'd really made progress. I didn't care about rent so much, as long as he was improving. He was interning for Andrew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?